You feel anxious, stuck, even lost. I was the same. For years, I battled crippling anxiety that consumed my life. I tried therapy, medication, even fasting retreats, but none of them seemed to work. What helped me fix my anxiety was much simpler than I'd want to admit. So if you're trying super hard and barely surviving, these 10 micro habits will feel small, but get you to a place where calm becomes your natural default. Micro habit number one, the 5-second pause. Whenever you feel an anxious feeling, an intrusive thought, or a physical symptom, just pause for 5 seconds before reacting. Viktor Frankl, an Austrian psychiatrist, has a quote, "Between a stimulus and a response, there is a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom." In those 5 seconds, you're not trying to suppress or fight what you feel. You're simply allowing space. Space for awareness, space for choice, space for your nervous system to realize that not every alarm means emergency. Each time you take that 5-second pause, you're proving that you can experience discomfort without reacting in fear. This is where your nervous system begins to turn off those false alarms and where desensitization begins. And it starts with one small pause at a time. Micro habit number two, stay 10% longer. When anxiety flares up in a situation, maybe during a conversation, in a crowded store, even while driving, your first instinct is usually to escape. That urge to leave is your nervous system's way of saying, "I don't feel safe here." But what you may not realize is that it's not the situation that's unsafe, but your body's prediction of what might happen if you can't escape. Your nervous system has learned that when discomfort rises, escape equals safety. So every time you rush out, you unintentionally reinforce that belief. The 10% longer rule gently rewires that pattern. When you feel the impulse to leave, just stay 10% longer than you normally would. Ask yourself, what am I running away from? You'll find that all you're trying to do is escape how you feel. Staying 10% longer builds your window of tolerance and allows you to stay with that feeling. You're not forcing yourself to endure. You're showing your body something new. I can feel this discomfort and still feel safe. Do this consistently, and over time, your window of tolerance expands. Situations that once spiked your anxiety start to feel neutral because your brain has learned through experience that discomfort doesn't require escape. Every 10% longer moment is another nervous system update, another step towards freedom. Micro habit number three, stop chasing a feeling. One of the biggest traps in this journey is trying to feel better all the time. You may understand that recovery isn't about resisting a feeling, but at the same time, it's also not about chasing a feeling. When you finally have a calm day, your mind instantly says, "Yes, this is it. How do I keep this?" And when the calm fades, panic sets again. What did I do wrong? That's the hidden chase, constantly measuring, analyzing, and managing how you feel. But true desensitization isn't about holding on to calm. It's about becoming less reactive to whatever feeling shows up, good or bad. When you stop chasing a feeling, you start teaching your nervous system something radical. You don't need to be running away or towards something. You can just be here, in the present. By the way, if this video is bringing value, this is just one area of recovery from anxiety. If you want more every week, subscribe to the channel. Micro habit number four, name it, don't fix it. When a symptom hits, a tight chest, a dizzy spell, a flutter in your heart, your instinct is to do something about it, to fix it, to make it stop. But every time you rush to fix a feeling, you're telling your brain, "This is dangerous. This is not normal." That keeps the alarm switched on. Instead, try this. Just name it. Don't fix it. Say softly to yourself, "This is adrenaline. That's my body trying to protect me. That's a stress response, not an emergency." Labeling the sensation helps you step out of the fear story and into observation mode. It's no longer, "I'm in danger." It becomes, My body is having a reaction. This subtle shift sends a powerful message to your nervous system. You can experience this without needing to escape it. Over time, naming your sensations without trying to change them teaches your brain that discomfort doesn't equal threat. And as that understanding deepens, the sensation begins to lose their charge. Desensitization isn't about erasing symptoms. It's about removing their meaning of danger. And that begins the moment you stop fixing and start noticing. Microhabit number 5, the recovery downgrade. When anxiety hits, pay attention to the words your mind uses because your brain takes them literally. It's saying, I'm dying. I'm losing control. I'm going to pass out. But in reality, what's happening is far less dramatic. You're just uncomfortable. You're not unsafe. You're dizzy. You're not dying. You're tense, not trapped. So practice downgrading your language one level. Instead of, I'm going to faint, try, I feel a bit lightheaded. Instead of, I can't breathe, say, my breath feels tight right now. This small shift might sound insignificant, but it's powerful. When you soften your language, you soften your state. You're teaching your nervous system to recalibrate, to see the difference between discomfort and danger. Every downgrade rewires your perception of threat and brings your body closer to balance. Because the words you use don't just describe your experience, they shape it. Microhabit number 6, just focus on today. When you're recovering from anxiety, one of the most overwhelming thoughts is, I can't do this forever. You start thinking about every future moment you'll have to manage symptoms, calm your body, or stay mindful, and it feels impossible. But you don't need to do this forever. You just need to do this today. Focus on today's pause. Today's 10% longer. Today's choice not to chase a feeling. That's how recovery happens. Not through one massive breakthrough, but through small, consistent safety signals layered one day at a time. When you stop worrying about forever and just start focusing on now, your nervous system doesn't need to heal in the future. It heals in the present moment. So when your mind says, I can't do this for the rest of my life, just gently remind yourself that you don't have to. You just need to do this today. And tomorrow, you'll handle it when it becomes today again. Microhabit number 7, speak to your body like it's scared, not broken. When anxiety symptoms hit, most people respond with frustration. Why is this happening again? I thought I was past this. But your body isn't broken. It's just scared. Think of it like a puppy that has been startled by thunder. You wouldn't yell at the puppy for being afraid. That would only make things worse and the puppy more scared. What you would do is you would kneel beside it, speak softly, and let it know it's safe. Your body works the same way. Every symptom is just your nervous system barking for safety. So the next time your heart races or your stomach drops, just say gently, hey body, I know you're scared, we're gonna be okay. That tone, calm, kind, present, is what reteaches your nervous system safety, because every time you meet fear with compassion instead of control, your body learns, oh, we're not in danger anymore. And over time, you become that safe, steady present your body has always needed. And when your body feels safe, the mind naturally follows. Microhabit number 8, practice gratitude. When you're struggling with anxiety, your brain develops what we call a negativity bias. It scans for what's wrong, the next symptom, the next setback, the next thing to fix. It's not your fault. It's what the survival brain does. But here's the truth. Your nervous system can't feel safe and grateful at the same time as it's scanning for threats. Gratitude interrupts that loop. It gently shifts your focus from danger to safety. Every night, take 30 seconds and name one thing that went right. I handled that moment better today. I stayed in that store a little bit longer. My body felt calm for a few minutes, and I noticed that. You're not forcing positivity. You're just retraining perception. Because gratitude isn't about ignoring what's hard. It's about showing your brain that safety still exists alongside what's hard. Over time, this practice rewires the lens you see your life through. You start noticing what's steady instead of what's scary. You start feeling appreciation, not obligation. And slowly, gratitude becomes your default state. Not because everything's perfect, but because you've learned to see what's already working. That's what thriving is really about. Not living in fear, but recognizing, even in the middle of it, that there's still something good here. Microhabit number 9, the 80% effort rule. If you're someone who tries to recover perfectly, meditating the right way, breathing exactly on count, tracking every symptom, pause for a second. That perfectionism is actually coming from fear, the belief that if you do everything just right, maybe anxiety will finally stop. That perfectionism keeps your body in the same state you're trying to heal from, tense, vigilant, and constantly self-monitoring. So instead of giving 100%, just give 80%. Let good enough be the goal. You'll notice your body finally starts to exhale when it realizes healing doesn't depend on flawless performance. Because recovery isn't about controlling every detail. It's about teaching your nervous system that it's safe to let go of control. Ironically, that's when true healing begins. And finally, microhabit number 10, just let it be. When you've done everything you can, the breathing, the noticing, the staying, practice the hardest microhabit of all. Just let it be. Not every symptom or sensation needs a strategy. Not every thought needs a response. Not every feeling needs to be figured out. Your nervous system has spent years being micromanaged, scanned, analyzed, and questioned. But safety isn't built through supervision. It's built through trust. Letting things be doesn't mean giving up. It means finally releasing the illusion that you need to control everything to be okay. Because peace doesn't come when life is perfectly calm. It comes when you realize that you can stay calm even when it's not. It's not giving up. It's about growing up into peace. You don't fix anxiety by finding the perfect method or the perfect moment. You fix it through the small things, the pauses, the breaths, the staying, the letting it go. Every one of these micro habits sends a quiet message to your body. You don't need to live in survival anymore. Over time, those tiny moments start adding up. Your brain stops predicting danger where there isn't any. Your body stops bracing for impact. And one day, you realize you're just living again. That's the real fix. It's not the absence of anxiety, but it's the return of you.